From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Monday, January 6th. I'm Dan McDonald. Since November 21st, there have been 7 residential structure fires in Anderson Valley. I recently sat down with Anderson Valley Fire Chief Andres Avila to talk about the fires.
We did have about 7 fires, 6 of them were substantial. First being on November 21st, up off Cloud Ridge Road on Lazy Springs. We had a trailer explosion, and we went to extinguishing the trailer and the wildland fire, because at that time of the year, it was just before Thanksgiving, we hadn't got the rains that we got, you know, a week later. Second fire was late at night in the middle of Boonville, was a residential structure called out as a fire in the attic. When units got at scene, they quickly extinguished the fire to the attic and living room. Difficulty here was that it had a false roof, but they were able to keep it to that attic and living room. And we were out of there a couple hours later with complete extinguishment. The next one is what most people in the area know about, which was what I call the Boonville Lodge fire. Some people call it the Pick and Pay. That was on December 5th. Very large fire there. It got called out as a building fire. Basically, the story behind that was it started in the furthest east or south apartment buildings. It quickly established into those structures. What happened with that was there was a few things. One was a major propane tank that was in the center walkway, breezeway / entrance of the apartment, which really it torches off. And it throws out a very large flame, and what it did was accelerate the fire between the existing apartment buildings to the southeast and transition to the commercial structure. And once it got into that commercial structure apartment building, again, another construction feature was the old redwood timber, the large common attic space that went from the restaurant all the way over to the liquor store and laundromat. The fourth one was Vista Ranch fire. So I went into that fire and was there much earlier than the rest of the troops, and went into that one, and it was fully involved at the time. Very large structure burned to the ground. There was rumors that there was a gunfight there. Those are completely false. There's a lot of ammunition that was going off in the house that may have sounded like a gunfight, but it was not. The fifth fire was at Holbert Ranch area near the Gowan farm. That was a chimney fire, was dealt with quickly, and was not a loss of any sort. The next one was the daycare just on the other side of the Anderson Valley Market from where the lodge fire was, where there's daycare there, and there were several kids inside the building at the time, including the teacher. And basically what happened there was the fire started in the rear portion of that structure towards the laundry room, and quickly established its way from the patio into the back of the residence. And when that happened, they quickly evacuated it, did exactly what teachers are supposed to do. Life safety first, moved the kids out. Again, another construction issue. Roofs on tops of roofs. I think there was a total of 3 roofs in there. When those embers get into there, that cut large holes into the ceiling. The last fire that we had during this month was the one south end of town near the Cal Fire Station. That was called out at 6 in the morning, and it was called in by someone coming through town, seeing the glow from Boonville, meaning the fire was already established. And then units coming in were getting to scene, and they was already fully involved at that point. So all very large structure fires other than the chimney fire, but that's a lot for a month. So investigations are very tricky. Just to throw the obvious out there, there's been a lot of rumors about arson. There's a lot of factors that people look into, and from what we're seeing, there is no high suspicion of arson. The frequency definitely could make anybody start thinking that. In town, on 2 of these fires, the daycare and the lodge, we were able to use the 2 hydrants we have in town. The problem was the capacity on that one. We have 60,000 gallons on that one. That one was quickly depreciated, and then we had to go elsewhere. And other than that, there is no water sources in town. Fires in the wintertime are typically, like you said, wood stoves. The other one is heaters. You have a heater, it can get knocked over by an animal, it can be too close to, you know, linens, your bedding, extension cords. Extension cords are not made or rated for continuous use. We see those prongs get bent, and the areas that are weakest in an electrical circuit are the ones that are going to get the most amount of heat.
So one of the quick deals, if you look at your extinguisher at home,
there's ABC on the front. The C stands for something you can use on electrical. It's not going to conduct electricity. So if you have that C on your electrical, you're good to go. If it's just an A, it may actually have water in it, and that would conduct electricity. So you got to make sure it's rated for C.
If people see a fire, call 911.
Call 911. If there's one thing you get out of this, call 911.
So with that said, I just want to say, one, my condolences to everybody who's been impacted. This has been a major hit to our community. People displaced, losing their homes, their personal items, you know, just the amount of stress during the holidays. You can't just express, you know, enough sympathy to the families that have gone through this. The other deal is I want to say my appreciation for all of our troops. Things that happen in a fire, whether it's the start of a fire or the suppression of a fire, building code and fire code were designed for that. And we saw major fire development and difficulty in extinguishment and suppression because of some of these factors in these buildings. The other deal was water supply. A reliable water supply is critical. The other deal is our response times. People need to know what our capacity is. We're a volunteer fire department. We do not have paid firefighters sitting here.
For KZYX and Z, I'm Dan McDonald. For all our stories, plus photos and more, visit kzyx.org.